At last, this song belongs to us all.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And then there's that variation about living in a zoo, but never mind. A court ruling has limited the copyright for Happy Birthday. It's a change in the status of this song that the song has held for about 80 years.
During all that time, anyone who wanted to use the song with the lyrics had to pay. That includes filmmakers, greeting card companies, even restaurants.
The most recent company to own the copyright is Warner Chappell, which bought it back in the 1980s. Then people, including filmmaker Jennifer Nelson, sued. She spoke with NPR back in July.
You know, we don't feel that it should belong to anybody at this point. It's over 100 years old. It should be for the people.
Yesterday, a federal judge in Los Angeles issued a ruling. The judge says the copyright of Happy Birthday only applies to very specific piano arrangements of the song, not the actual song itself. So the song is in the public domain.
The Los Angeles Times reports that up to now, the copyright has earned its owners about $2 million per year. It has earned that much money, even though many people wanting to use Happy Birthday for commercial purposes have resorted to creative variations to avoid payment, like the Three Stooges in this rendition.
We baked you a birthday cake. If you get a tummy ache and you moan and groan and woe, don't forget we told you so.
Then there's this version from the movie Waiting.
I don't know what I've been told.
Someone here is getting old.
Good news is dessert is free.
Bad news is we sing off key.
Happy birthday to you.
And of course, the catchy version from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Happy birthday, dear friend. We sing to you. Happy
Sounds to
birthday.
Me like the need for creativity worked out pretty well there, but the need for a happy birthday workaround is now over, at least for now. The music publisher Warner Chappell has said in a statement after this court ruling that changed everything that they are considering their options.